Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Thank you so much, Dave Solomon. Oh, it's good to play the intro music. Woo, we have been busy in October, have we not? How are you? I hope you're doing just dandy today, wherever you are. Maybe you did as we did in Baltimore last night and turned on the heat for the first time. Literally, the heat, because we dipped down into the 30s or so. So we had to do a little fast-moving, fast-action and get one of those filters for the heater because the old one was just too bad from the air conditioning this summer. So we have our ducks in a row now, hopefully. I'm so glad you're joining us today. It's going to be a beautiful music show, first of all, for an hour or so. Teresa Grayson is calling in from her native Texas. She is just a powerhouse on that saxophone. She's got a new CD called Live to Love. And folks are buzzing not only about her ability on that beautiful sax that she has, but we have been posting the picture of her from the cover of Live to Love, and a lot of my male friends have been inquiring. So we'll get to all of that next hour. In the meantime, let's get to a classic. The whole motif of this show is Scorpio, sax, and sexy people. Clifford Brown, God rest his soul, along with Max Roach, a Scorpio for sure. In 25 short years, did he leave us some music? This is something going back to the 50s on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
is Hybrid Jazz. Here's the big reason why. Just so incredible when you check out Facebook these days and you see these myriad of artists that you've known for a while, and suddenly there's good news popping. I'm not sure how this particular case works, but the first edition, if you will, of NARIS reports for Grammy nominations is out. And that particular song, In the Groove, by our friend Micah Chevalier and Brian Christopher, got a big nod, not only for Song of the Year, but Record of the Year. So here's what I would advise you to do, and I can do this because I'm not taking any money for this. So I can sort of direct you in the direction that you should go. If you are a NARAS member, N-A-R-A-S, you might want to go to Grammy365.com and take care of business as far as nominations are concerned if you're an artist. Now, if you don't fall into that particular category, there are different ways to go if you want to join the organization because it gives you the right to vote. You can go to, again, Grammy365.com and figure out different kinds of methodologies as to how you can join. And what they do is they email you once you make a preliminary report, just a little bit of information on you, and they write back to you and tell you if you indeed can join. So therefore, you can help out Micah Chevalier and Brian Christopher get their big break. This is wonderful. Go to BrianChristopherOnline.com and find out what he does. And that is tonight. He's hosting The Blend. He does this frequently, and you'll find out all the information at his website. And Micah's got her information very tastily done on Reverb Nation. Micah's having a show tomorrow night at Billy's Black in New York City. She's going back to the Big Apple. And it's on my mom's birthday, so Micah, I know everything's going to go all right. It'll be really, really nice. Grammy consideration. Don't you love those two words together? This will be for the 56th Grammy Awards. And if you want to get a hold of that song in the groove, go to Amazon or CD Baby. And who knows? In a few months, you'll find out if you have indeed in your possession a collector's item. It's so much fun to watch this happen, isn't it? Ooh, I love it. Larry Coryell we heard right before in the middle there with Marvin Smitty Smith, Kenny Barron, Buster Williams, and guitar guru Larry Coryell. And I do have to tell you, by the way, that In the Groove was produced by our friend Daoud Saeed, who does the intro and outro music. So, yay, Daoud! It's just really cool to talk about the kids in the neighborhood. Shining Hour is the name of the CD that gives you the track that you heard, actually a Larry Coryell song, Floyd Gets a Gig. And Larry has got a few gigs coming up Saturday in France. Then he goes to Poland, and then he comes home to Delray Beach. Yeah, 1988 for Shining Hour. We always have to make sure that we get these songs in from different decades because it just gives the flavor of the music as we go along. Some real pop and groove, and it's just mirroring what the whole concept of hybrid jazz is. So hope you dig that. Teresa Grayson is coming up next hour, so get ready for this truly happening saxtress. I don't necessarily like that terminology. I like to say saxophonist because why would we designate a difference because somebody is female? She is a full-on saxophonist who has been doing her thing for a long while. Wait till you get into the education that this woman has received so far. She is amazing. What she has accomplished so far, put a bookmark in that thought. To start things off, it was a nod to a Scorpio since we began the Scorpio season yesterday. Please do not be alarmed. Everything will be all right. I think because Mercury is in retrograde too, and a couple of my friends on Facebook have told me that electrons, electricity, different kinds of mobile devices that you have, your TV, your radio, maybe even Blog Talk Radio Beige, is in a state of flux, if you will. When Mercury goes into retrograde, all sorts of things happen. So just remember that. Be at peace. Know that it's not going to be a forever thing. It's just temporary. My mom used to always say that, and it is. Clifford Brown was born on the 30th of October, 1930, passed away too soon and suddenly in 1956 at the age of 25. The music he left in those years is just unreal. He and Max Roach got together and created some phenomenal tunes. What you heard is I Get a Kick Out of You, arranged by Clifford from Brown and Roach Incorporated. George Morrow, Harold Lenn, Richie Powell also on this amazing set of songs. And just saw a story. It refreshed my memory because I knew that Clifford had married young. He found this beautiful young student, LaRue Anderson. And LaRue was doing a paper, actually, on how classical musicians and classical music was superior to jazz. So Max Roach apparently introduced LaRue to Clifford, and he said to her, "Honey, the whole world's not built around tonic and dominant." And apparently she just fell right in love with somebody who was that kind of strong in his convictions about jazz. And, of course, she became a true jazz lover and a lover of Clifford Brown. And the whole irony, the whole tragedy about this is that Clifford was killed along with Richie Powell and Richie Powell's wife on LaRue's 22nd birthday and the second anniversary of their marriage. So, you know, you have to think about grabbing life while you can, hanging on, savoring, whatever word you want to throw in there, because in a blink of an eye, it can all be gone. But music is forever. Thank God. Woo! Yeah, and Joy Spring, by the way, if you ever get a hold of that tune, that's the song that Clifford wrote for his lovely LaRue. Let us travel on. I just got something in the mail yesterday that needs to get played. Harold Lopez Nussa from Cuba is a very, very young man. He is still living in Havana, and he has done a great deal of music in his young life. This is from the brand new New Day CD. The song is called Buenos Modales on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. Thank you.
feeling good, or so it seems. Is it all in my mind? Is it fantasy or a daunting reality? Feeling your love light shining on me is such a beautiful feeling, so fulfilling, so beautiful. A better world for everyone. And each and every night, when I touch you, dreaming right by my side, I know life is all about love the moment you open your eyes. They say that heaven is far beyond the skies and far beyond the 17. And this beautiful feeling I'm feeling, so fulfilling, so beautiful.
Beautiful.
she is something else, isn't she? Carmen Lundy. Oh, my. Yeah, one of those Scorpio ladies. You know all about those Scorpio ladies, don't you? Born on the 1st of November in 1954. I don't think that she's going to mind too much. And again, that differentiation between men and women. Oh, you shouldn't tell your age if you're a lady. Oh, balderdash. Carmen Lundy has done a lot of work. She has paid her dues. She looks absolutely freaking fabulous. And Carmen, I just put it out there, okay? Yeah, so beautiful from Changes, and she is going through them. So exciting. If you're going to be in the New York area or can be around the holiday season, check this out. Carmen's going to be from the 26th of December through the 29th at the Jazz Standard. If you want to see a show and a half from a true professional, you go there, and it will be something that you'll discuss for the next several years, honestly. That's the kind of show she puts on. And then, this is so cool, she's going to be part of the tribute to Dr. Nathan Davis at the University of Pittsburgh. They do this fabulous jazz show, from what I am told, each year. And this is the first time that a jazz vocalist has been asked to join the party, under the music directorship of Dr. Jerry Allen. Oh, it's going to be great. Ravi Coltrane will be there, and Randy Brecker, and so many illuminated jazz figures. It will be just wonderful. So Carmen is really excited about that, and she should be. Hubert Laws, another Scorpio, born on the 10th of November in 1939. Yes, he will be 74, and what you heard is from Bella Cinderella from 2002, actually released on the 15th of October. Tierra de Pasión, Passionate Land is what we heard. A little influence or two from his days with Mongo Santa Maria while Hubert was a flute student at Juilliard on a full scholarship. Such an amazing life. Matter of fact, in just a few days, he's going to be picking up his Lifetime Achievement Award from the Los Angeles Jazz Society. No stranger to these awards, but that's something special, isn't it? Yeah. Harold Lopez Nussa. I love to say the name. I hope I'm saying it correctly. He's actually, this CD was just put in my hands yesterday, and I am loving life because the music is still so astounding, classically trained, as you can hear. Buenos Modales is the name of the track that you heard from New Day. And among other things, Harold has been a soloist with symphonies in Cuba. He has been involved in classical music for quite a while. He was one of those young people that took to music very early, performed as well with Christian Scott and David Sanchez and Stefan Harris. And I'm just acquainting myself with the different folks that he has on the CD. Miguel Gonzalez on trumpet, Gaston Hoya on double bass, Roy Adrian Lopez Nussa on drums and percussion. And there was a little choir that you heard in the background toward the end of that song. Just delightful music. Would love to get him on the show. That's a big motivation. When you get this new music in the mail, it's just like Christmas over and over again. Let's see if we have enough time to play a couple more tracks. And, of course, our guest is coming up next hour. Less than 15 minutes now, Teresa Grayson. Texas, born and raised. Griselda, you'll be interested in hearing that. Griselda in the chat room. One of these women, very strong, very dedicated early on to playing music, a lot to say about how she started out and her influences and what her goal is when she's on stage. Very intriguing gal. And her birthday is the 16th of October, the same as me. So you know that I'm thinking kindred spirit here. We'll see. Let's get more of that vibe, shall we, that we had from who we just heard from, Harold Lopez Nusa. I want to go back a little bit to Pancho Sanchez and Terrence Blanchard from 2011, Chano y Dizzy, all about the vibe, the chemistry between Cuban conga player Chano Pazo and Dizzy Gillespie. And, of course, the new version of that is Pancho and Terrence. This is one of those delicious tracks. Let me see here. Yeah, there it is. It's called Jack's Dilemma on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Enjoy. Thank you.
the conversation. I was hanging on to every little thing she had to say. So pure were the girl's intentions. I was giving in to thinking about her every single night and day. Somebody tell me.
Somebody say.
Hey, you must have been flirting with an angel.
Somebody say.
She came from the other side.
From the other side.
Somebody say. You must have been flirting with an angel. You were flirting with an angel. If I close my eyes, would I lose her to this moment in the night? She was more than a physical attraction. Her body was a plus, but her smile was saying it all. So brief was my heart's encounter. What it's like, God, let me take the fall. Somebody, somebody, somebody say.
Somebody say.
Yes, they did.
You must have been flirting with an angel.
Say what?
Somebody say.
An angel stepped through your life.
She stepped through my life.
Somebody say. You must have been flirting with an angel. Somebody, somebody, somebody.
Somebody say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You must have been flirting with an angel. Somebody say.
She came from the other side.
Where did you come from?
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mmm. So nice to hear that song done instrumentally. You know, the first time that we ever heard that song by Aretha Franklin, you make me feel like a natural woman. Carole King did it too, but, you know. Let's just be honest. I love Carole King, but oh my. Mmm. And when you hear it done with such conviction and passion and whatever else you want to throw into the mix, it's really something special. Teresa Grayson and Natural Woman right there from Live to Love. And if you haven't seen the CD jacket, oh my goodness. This woman is absolutely beautiful, and you know what? She's dressed like a real woman, like a no-nonsense kind of, here I am, I'm playing the saxophone. I know that you want to like it. You will like it. You will buy it. That's what she says on the cover of this CD. Teresa's going to be with us, hopefully momentarily, and I just made it a point to get a few extra cuts in here so we could hear a little taste of Teresa Grayson. Honestly, she's got some tracks here that other folks have done and then tracks that she did herself. Let's do one of those songs that really hit me. Afterthoughts from Live to Love on Hybrid Jazz. Thank you. a good day on Hybrid Jazz when we hear Pancho Sanchez, Terrence Blanchard, Gary Taylor vocals, and then follow it up with this absolutely amazing lady on saxophone, Teresa Grayson, and Afterthoughts from Live to Love. You know what? It's so impressive when you do research, because this show requires research on anybody that's certainly going to be a guest, but anybody that actually gets airplay on the show. It's just a matter of tuning in to what their background has been and what they bring to the table. This is one of the most educated women I know. So I hope I sound educated in return. A multi-instrumentalist early on, had a love of saxophone. At 12 years old, she's playing in church. So you know things are going to go well for Teresa Grayson. Let me please bring to the Hybrid Jazz set, if you will, a beautiful inside and out absolute powerhouse composer, saxophonist, and as a matter of fact, possibly the most brilliant person that we've had on the show ever, Teresa Grayson. Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Trish. Thank you so much. Oh, you are awesome.
Hey, listen.
Thank you.
You are too. And I've got to say, you truly are my sister. You know that our birthdays are both October 16th, right?
Isn't that amazing? I saw that on the Facebook blog, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. That's awesome. Oh, yeah, Libra girls, Libra girls.
For sure. Oh, my gosh. And you, I can't believe it. I mean, first of all, Live to Love is doing so well. Are you blown away
Thank
by
you.
The success so far?
I am amazed, and I am so blessed. I am so honored. I am so humbled because, you know, as you go through my history, my life, you know, from 12 years old, you know, this is a little girl's dream. This is my
yeah.
dream. This is what I do. This is what I love. It's in me. It's all day long. So I am so honored, and I thank you, and I thank the listeners and the audience for picking this up and just loving it because it's all about love. That's what this album is. It's about love. It's about my fans, and it's about the people that love music.
Well, you are something else. You know, it's so wonderful when you hear that kind of passion in somebody's voice because you must have been driven at an early age. What was
yes.
it that was in you to focus on music? Did you have one of those aha light bulb moments where you were a little girl and went, all right, this is it now?
Well, let me tell you something. My parents put us in music, you know, at an early age, starting with the piano. And, of course, you know, we had our rough spots. We had, you know, piano teachers that would pop our knuckles and stuff like that. And, you know, I toughed through it. Trust me, I toughed through it. But once I got to elementary school and we started band, that's when my aha came. I started on the clarinet, and I was like, okay, well, yeah, this is cool. This is cute. I got to get my start somewhere. And when I saw the saxophone, now that's when the light bulb went out. This is it. Now, my instructor at the time, she put me on tenor. So it's so funny because I'm like this little girl with big old gigantic instrument. I have to pack it home every day because I practice, you know. But that's where it came, and I was like, okay, I was determined. I would play in church sitting behind the musicians, trying to mock them, trying to play like them and imitate them, listening to all the wonderful, great, you know, artists that came way before me. And I had to get on my grind. That's what it did. I had to grind on it.
Well, you got more than a grind. Talk about hard working. How many times do you hear, I mean, not asking you in particular, Teresa, because you'll just laugh at this because mm-hmm. you're doing it, but asking the audience, you've got 2 master's degree and you're working on your doctorate. You have been
yes.
working hard.
Yes.
Seriously.
And,
wow.
You know, for the love of music, I'm crazy, yes. But as far as education, that was another thing. And I was determined because I wanted these things. I was like, okay, would I ever achieve this? These are the things I want to achieve. And then once I started in the program, it was just like nonstop. The master's the doctoral program being the hardest of them all is
oh, sure.
extremely challenging. You do have to stay focused. So, yeah, I have to take some time off because I wanted to complete the album and it was going so well and everything. So I said, well, once I stopping this, I'm going to pick it back up. I don't finish because those are my long-term goals, and that's those are my dreams, my long-term goals. But the master's, I had to do it because I teach, And I wanted to make sure that I knew and I could be a great help to our kids, to the educational system that we're in.
You are something else. It really is that a goal of yours? You want to be able to give back like that? Because I wasn't sure. That's one of your particular motivations, isn't it, for all this education?
Yes. That's it. I teach every day. I'm teaching elementary kids and even middle school. You know, they want to continue with music. They love music. But, you know, I also am feeling them that it's hard work. It just happens if you're academic. It's hard work. You have to work at it. And I want our kids to be successful. It's a wonderful feeling to have taught kids, you know, at an early age, and then they grow up and they contact me later by Facebook or wherever, and they're like, hey, Miss Grayson, we're still doing it. And I'm like, yes, I've done something. I've touched a heart. And that means the world.
You really are something special. And, you know, I wasn't necessarily going to say this, but I have to say this just because of the fact that something clicked in me when I saw that at 12 years old you were playing in church. When I saw your album cover, I was so impressed because, Teresa, you know, you're so beautiful. You could have gone a different way to present yourself. You presented yourself as a modestly dressed woman, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know what? A lot of things that I do, Trish, I do pray about it, and I ask God to lead me in the direction I need to go. You're absolutely correct because, you know, I have wardrobe, I have assistants, I have people that, okay, I want you to do this, and I'm like, I know what's best. Everything just popped on that album, and once I saw that image, I said, that was it. That was
it.
Yeah. That's what I needed. That was it.
Oh, let me tell you something. Do you know, and this is a topic for discussion. Honestly, we could do another show about this. But I have posted a photo of your album cover several times now, and each time men have responded to this album cover, and, you know, I've actually received messages from a couple of men that I have known for a little while saying, I really appreciate the fact that she presents herself as a strong woman and she doesn't have to resort to any other thing than presenting herself as a strong woman because she knows who she's all about.
That's right. That's right. And that's so, so important. One thing, Trish, I have students, I have kids looking at me. They're Googling me. They're going to YouTube. They're finding, they're like, hey, person, what do you think? Because I'm sharing my life with them.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a lot of things. I want to be that role model every single day so that they will see that, yeah, you can be successful. You can do these things without ripping this off or this being over here or this being too short or whatever. You want to be able to let your personality, your talent, your gift stand out way before you know, that appearance will come out. You know, it doesn't take all that. It doesn't.
Oh, no, and you are contributing so much to the self-esteem of young women because when they see someone who looks like you and has the confidence to be able to say, you know, all of that stuff you learned, guess what? It's not true. This is the way it can be done, and you can be successful in your life because of what is inside of you, and what is inside is going to show on the surface. That's a beautiful thing.
Right.
Man.
Absolutely. I appreciate that so much. Wow.
Oh, my God. No, I appreciate it, too, because I don't think that maybe I would have been able to articulate this a few years ago, but just my eyes have been opened so much to what has happened to women in this business. When you are a woman who's playing an instrument and you're involved in jazz, Teresa, you've done the research on so many women that we have known through the years and what has happened to them. Oh, Lord.
Exactly. And what's happening is they're having to reinvent themselves over and over again for longevity, and sometimes they'll go down that road or they'll make that, you know, that they'll sign their life away to something and get into something that, okay, you know what, so I have to show more and wear less. And it's not, that's not true. It's not true. You can be so classy and so elegant and even have some sensuousness about you, just about how you take care of yourself and how you adorn yourself, you know, with clothing and with everything.
Well, you know, it might be right that the time is right, I think, like Kevin Tony with the book that he has had so much success with, The Virtuous Man, Breaking the Men's Code. He just dispels so many myths about what men have learned through the years, and many times they've learned from their fathers. It's really about time that we have a series of books for women about, you know, forget about all of that stuff that we've heard through the years about, oh, if you're in conversation with a man, you always have to make sure that he feels he's in control, and you always have to make sure that you kowtow to what he wants to do. It's all part and parcel of the way we dress. And if we start to really think about it and realize how ridiculous it is, because if we're secure about who we really are inside, does any of that superficial stuff matter?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Mm. That's a wonderful, valid point. And
well,
a question that probably many cannot answer.
Yes, that's why we need a second show.
Oh my gosh! Trust me,
Carmen.
That's you're right. That's a whole other show. You better believe it. And I'm there. So call me. I certainly agree with that.
Well, you know, we actually did a few months ago have an all female forum on here, and I'd like to do that again because Janice Rochelle Littlejohn, who is the person behind the documentary, But Can She Play? She has focused on so many women who have been toiling in the fields, even at a young age, and now they're well known or on their way to be well known. It was Janice and a few other women who have done their share of being visible in the music community. I would really like to get your perspective on the next show that we do, Teresa, because you have a lot to say.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm there. I love it.
Okay. Cool. Well, you back to this amazing Live to Love CD. I see that Beej in the chat room said that she was checking out your music last night and absolutely loved the CD. So there.
Thank you. Wow.
Oh, thank you. How long was this dream in development? How long did it take for you to get this off the ground?
Whew. Okay. Well, you know, I had to go through the first project, which was all It's All About You, and that was in 2010. And
you know,
some people say maybe, you know, I'm crazy or I'm a hard worker and I turned around and started working on another project, but I prayed and you know, God sent some wonderful people in my camp that are serious and committed and devoted to making sure that I'm going to be successful. And that came the birth of Live to Love. I was performing so much, Trish, around here in Houston and touring with other artists. I wanted to do music that I love, that inspired me, even as R&B or pop music. And the birth of this album came from just performing and the audience just gravitating and loving the music that I was performing for them. And they wanted it. They wanted, hey, do you have this? What you just played, can I buy this? And I wanted to produce an album that they could take home with something I performed on stage. And that's where this birth of this Live to Love came from.
Well, you know what? It's just so cool. Look, you know how it is, Teresa, when through the years you've heard some artists tackle different songs that were made famous by other people. And it takes a certain kind of chutzpah to be able to do that and to make the song your own. Like I just played a little while ago, Natural Woman. Oh, my sister, did you do a nice job on that. Whoa!
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Now, Tris, let me tell you. I have to tell you. Terrence and I, my producer, were, you know, making out our list of songs, you know, what we want to put on the album. He came up with Natural Woman. And when he threw that out there, I got up from the computer. I walked around, paced the floor a little bit. I looked at the water a little bit. I stared, and I just kept going through that motion again. I said, this is serious. And he said, yeah. I said, but you don't play around with this kind of thing. He said, yeah. I said, I don't know if I want to do it. I just said, I don't know if I want to do it. You know, it was scary, Trish. It was very scary. Because you're right. I had a whole, I mean, before I go to the studio, I love Kirk Whale. And I will listen to his For You album. It's nothing but covers on there. But he, his rendition, his take, his feel, his expression on that, on each of those songs was him. It didn't take away anything from the original song. He just added his touch. And that's exactly what I wanted to do with Live to Love. And I'm telling you, Natural Woman, I'm just going to tell you, I just it was like an OMG moment. Wow.
Well, you gave us that and a whole bag of really good Godiva chocolate when you did that song because
wow. Man, that's
it just
chocolate. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. Woo! It just you know, it takes you someplace else. When you hear a song that you originally heard with a vocal and then you hear it instrumentally, it takes you to a different place.
Absolutely.
So then, you know, the song can become even more of your own because there's no language that gets in the way. There's no words. You can create your own and take that moment and make it a marriage proposal moment, put it into a montage for a video, and create a whole different vibe that maybe even was never intended. You did all of that.
Wow. And that's amazing. Yep. And I appreciate you. I appreciate, you know, just everyone receiving that, you know. And I'm so, like I said, I'm so humbled because even with the reviews, Trish, even when speaking with you and I'm seeing all the blogs on Facebook and everything, it's amazing. I am still amazed. I'm like, oh, my God, did I do okay? Because as an artist, you're never satisfied. You're never,
sure.
I'm always critiquing myself. I'm always going back, okay, I could have done that a different way. I could have, and you just have to say, okay, I'm going to let it go. God is in your hands. I'm going to let it go. Okay, there you go.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? There's another way of looking at that, too, because we talk about this all the time on the show, for sure. You have to let it go and then realize, okay, God's got it. Don't be ridiculous about it now. Let's just get this finished. But you know what? This is very wonderful for you. It bodes well. This means that you'll always be a student as opposed to just being a teacher. This is
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. And that is my motto. I never stop learning, Trish. Never, ever, ever, ever stop learning. Even my professors, even now, when I went back to get more education in music and music, the jazz studies, it was like you never stop. Even my professors, they would have books out just constantly training themselves, and I learned from that. I picked that up, and I kept it into my own, you know, my own philosophy. I never will stop learning, period. That's done.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how you
continue
as well. You continue, you know?
And how wonderful is it when, for me as a person who looks at you as a fan, I am now your fan as well as someone who has a radio show, so here's what you're welcome. Here's what is so joyful about what you've just described. You'll always have that little kid inside of you who looks at somebody else and goes, oh, wow, did you hear that? Oh, that's so amazing. You're never going to get jaded. You're always going to have that childlike heart that God always wants us to have about perceiving someone with beautiful eyes, new vision, and how you can learn from someone. If a legend is standing in front of you, I see that you have traveled with toured or shared the stage with Joe Sample. Here's an example. You can learn so much from Joe Sample, even though he's on piano and you're on saxophone, or you're standing
absolutely
in front of Kirk Whalum or Wayne Shorter, who I'm going to play, by the way, after you a little bit later on in the show.
Nice.
Yes. All of these people have so much to teach us, no matter that we don't play the same instrument. And that's what it's
that's
all
right
about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I certainly agree with that. I agree with that.
Well, you have such an amazing array of music. And here's a question I have because I want to play this track.
Okay.
And it's a new track for the person who we heard it first from, John Legend.
Oh, my goodness. That's a night.
Wow. Did you set a tone here? That's
a beautiful piece of music. You know, just the way it was written and how it was well arranged, it was a beautiful piece, and everybody loves it. That is one song. I'm going to tell you something. I know you mentioned about Tonight, and then Sarah Smiles. We can keep going. It Never Rains. Every time they hear just the intro of that song, by the time I get to the melody, I can literally stop playing on my stage. I can stop playing, and the audience will sing. They will sing, and I let them, y'all sing your hearts out, baby. Sing it.
Oh, yeah. And Sarah Smile is quite another story because so many people have tackled that. But you have a beautiful, new, fresh spin on it. So, my head was reeling at the end of this CD. Can I just tell you, Teresa?
Nice. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much.
Oh,
wow.
You're welcome. And look, we don't even know what kind of situation is going to present itself with folks playing this instrumental version of this John Legend song, because already it was a sexy song, Teresa, and you put something extra in here.
Right. Just a little bit of something. Just a little bit, you know?
Yeah, you did. And we have to play it just so folks can understand, because I wanted to put something slow and then a little up-tempo and then something certainly of yours, because you've got some beautiful compositions on here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
But let's do the John Legend song here from Live to Love. Our guest is Teresa Grayson, and here we are enjoying the music on Hybrid Jazz. so delicious. Teresa Grayson.
Wow.
Woo! Tonight, best you ever had. Mm. Look, I just posted on my wall on Facebook that we're playing this song and somebody better call the fire department.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And you know, Teresa, you mentioned this before, and please expound if you want to, but I really do appreciate Kim from Beyond One Entertainment and Rick Scott from Great Scott for turning me on to you in the way that only they know how to do, because they're great, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely wonderful, wonderful people. And I was, you know, once again, these are the people that are part of my team, part of my campaign, and absolutely wonderful, and just hearken in the right place, you know. Being introduced into this part of the industry, it's scary. It's scary, Trish, and you walk and you know, of course, some of the things that I've gone through, you know, we don't want to go through those things again. You know, Kim and Rick and Neil and, you know, my whole team, they just reached out. They were very, very honest, very genuine. And, you know, I felt honored, too, because not everyone works with everyone, Trish, and you know that. Just,
yes.
You know, just like you were saying, you know, not all music is make it to the station. You know, make it on air. So, and I understand that, and I'm just honored just to be respected enough to be a part of, you know, the jazz world, the new music world, the indie artist world.
Oh, yeah, and this is a very good point. You just triggered something. Teresa,
mm-hmm.
You are so correct, because if there are people that you respect in the music industry who are part of a promotion team that really will not entertain the notion of playing anyone that isn't up to par, then you're going to listen to them when they say, I want you to check out this woman who plays saxophone. I think that you're going to find her very interesting, very appealing, and talented beyond belief.
Wow.
And that was more or less the paraphrasing. Yes. Yeah.
And I can believe that, because I remember some of my very first conversations with Tim. Oh, my God. We were, like, knocking each other's socks off, like, wow, you believe this? Yeah, I believe this. I can't believe this. I can't believe this either. But, you know, I'm just true, and I'm just genuine. I'm just honest. I'm real. And, you know, I appreciated her for, you know, all of her insight and all of her, you know, just her wisdom, you know, of the industry, of people, of personnel. You know, those people are hard to find, Trish. Very, very hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Kim has been through a couple of wars with some artists down the road. And, you don't get very far. You think that you may get very far in this industry if it's ego first and if you don't have the balance of humility and ego. It really
mm-hmm.
does surface down the road mm-hmm. when you're thinking of yourself only and not of how your gift enriches audiences. And you do that all
mm-hmm.
the time.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. I love you.
I just don't even know what to say, because let me tell you something. You know, after, you know, you try so hard and you pray so hard and you watch everybody around you have to go through what they have to go through, and you see some of their successes. You see even some of their failures. And you just pray, like, Lord, okay, I'm ready. Okay, well, at least I think I am. And when it's going to be my time. So now it's my time, and I am just basking in it. I am humbled, and I'm going to keep working and keep striving to do my best. I told my manager, Keen, I said, I'm ready. Let's rock and roll. Let's do this. Let's do this. And
well,
Coach Wayland told me one thing, to always be ready. Always be ready.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's absolutely the case. And you know who says that? Why do I brought his name up again, and I don't recall his name, but he was the host of Extreme Home Makeover. And this is a guy who has had his challenges through the years, because he mm-hmm. was diagnosed years ago as being ADD, And he really had a tough time. His mom had a tough time reeling him in. And he got
wow.
a lot of success, as you know, through the years. And now he's just doing well. He'll do well forevermore. But he said, yes, you have to not get ready. You have to stay ready. That's
yeah.
the difference.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That is so important. So important.
Well,
and sometimes, you know, we fail to sometimes realize that maybe it's not time. And through my years, I've accepted that. I had to accept that. But I knew that I had to be on my grind. I had to woodshed. I had to practice. I had to, you know, get my business in order. That's the bottom line. That was it.
Well, you know what? Here's a pivotal question that maybe you don't get asked mm-hmm. a lot. But you were born in Tyler, Texas. You were raised in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
is the Houston scene there? Have you always been accepted as a female who plays? How has that been for you in Texas?
Well, everything that I do is a journey, and it's a true experience. I was accepted, but I had to grow a whole lot because in Houston here, it was kind of hardcore because I've always had to compete. I've always had to be on stage with other men and other men, male instrumentalists.
Yeah.
So I had to compete, and then it got to the point to where, hey, T, you know what? You need to step up your game because you're not going anywhere. So you know what I did, Trish? I went back to the drawing board, and drawing board means I went back to school. I went back to school and got on some of the greatest professors, some of the greatest saxophone instructors that I could find, Dr. Woody Witt, Aubrey Tucker, Joe LoCascio. All these people were jazz instructors. I went back to school, just like Grover and everybody else, went back to school to get a little bit more because it was very, very hardcore here, very hardcore. You had to – I mean, I went in what we call the ready room. We have a ready room here many years ago. It's a little small pub or club or something. You go in there and you shed. And if you don't have it, you're going to walk out there and you're going to learn something real quick. So if you got it, you don't, and you need to go back and try it again. That was the bottom line.
Very
so,
interesting.
With Houston, it was very hardcore because the jazz studies here is very straight ahead here.
Yeah.
A lot of straight ahead musicians here. So as far as smooth jazz, to them it was watered down. They didn't care for it. Even my own instructors, like, I didn't care for it. But I had a great tone, I had a great sound, and I worked my butt off to get to where I am. And he could do nothing but respect that after that. And it's so funny because he would pass by and see me performing at some of the live venues here. He's like, man, you're doing it. And I said, yeah, but I'm always going to give you recognition. That's why you're always all my, you know, my resumes and my reviews and everything. I mentioned you because you were a great inspiration in my life.
Oh, and
yeah,
hasn't that been a wonderful foundation to have had that education? That has been a blessing, hasn't it? Oh, my gosh.
Yes. It was rough, but it was a blessing. I'm telling you. And now let me tell you something. The trick to that is going back as an adult. You know, you're beyond, you know, college years and college age now. You're going back as an adult and another adult telling you, hey, you know what, you didn't do this quite right. You know, it kind of breaks your little spirit down a little bit. But I was determined, Trish. I was determined to get it. I was determined to get as much more information as I could so that I can speak and I can paint that picture that everybody would understand or at least can feel good with, or I can touch somebody's heart.
Well, imagine how many hearts you're going to touch when you are Dr. Grayson. Thank you so much.
Wow. And I'm telling you, I will not stop. Thank you for that. I claim that right now. I will not stop until that's done. I will not stop
yeah.
until that's done. You best believe that.
Oh, look, your heart, you are made of such strong stock. You know, your family, your mama and daddy did a great job of raising you because you've got all the right elements to make this work. And guess what? Not only make it work, but keep it going for however long you want it to go. Honestly, you do, Teresa.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that so much. And, you know, and I can't do it alone. And I thank my team, Terrence, Hakeem, Edwin's on my, you know, website, and Kim, oh, my gosh, she's been amazing, Rick, Neil, Matt, And if I forget anybody, please trust to my head and not to my heart. But I love my parents. I love my family. I love everyone. My dog, too. Hey, dog. But it's been, yeah, everybody had to sacrifice, you know, so that I can, you know, get to where I am, you know. And it's amazing. And the thing about it, Trish, I don't take any excuses, and I can't make any excuses. There's no excuse. I will perform sick. And my band will look at me like, I know you did not get up here and just do this, but you played like there was nothing wrong with you because I have the love of music in my heart. That's it.
Oh. Well, see, you know, people don't understand, Teresa, and you and I do, and we can pass this along because we've got probably so much love in us that people will recognize us even though they don't necessarily know the specifics of what I'm going to say. But people don't understand that when there's an artist like you that's on stage, it's more than just something to be playing a saxophone to a horde of people. You are ministering to them. And you get that.
That is it. I get it. You said it. And you, I appreciate that. That I love you so much just for saying that, because that's what it is to me. It's so spiritual, because I play from my heart. I play for what God has given me to play. Yes, we have talent. Yes, we learn. But at a certain point, when you give it back to God and when you give it back to Him, and I say, no, give me something that I can share with these wonderful people that are listening, your people. And you're absolutely right. It is. It is ministry. That's exactly what it is.
Oh,
that's why I'm
yeah.
careful as to what I do and what I play. I'm very careful with that. Very, very careful.
Yes. you said a mouthful. And then, you know, in the same line of thought, you see so many artists who say what I have is really a blessing. But Teresa, they don't give credit to God for that gift. And
no, they leave that out, yeah.
Oh, man. And they wonder why they get themselves in trouble as their career progresses, because if you don't give that glory back, what on earth do you think that your intention is? Are you God?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Whoa. Right, right. So your focus is now off track. It's off track.
Yeah.
You know, and it becomes a self-indulged, you know, situation where this is music or whatever it is that you're doing. It's self-indulged. And yeah, you're right. It's not going to be successful. It's not going to last too long. And I'm afraid of challenging that. I will not challenge that. I will not challenge. No, you put me on this earth to do something. Okay, now, I'm listening. I hear you. Which way should I go? These people are not working. Okay, God, send me someone else. And that's exactly, you know, from the cover of that CD to the last word, to the last dot, everything, the steps are ordered. So I'm following along with what He wants me to do, and I'm very, very careful. Very careful. I'm like I was telling Nikki, my mentor, I'm very careful as to what I'm saying out there on the social medias. I'm very careful as to what I'm doing. You know, even in my performances, I'm very, very careful. Very careful.
Well, you know what? This is going to be an organic situation for you. You are going to be able to understand, because you've been so obedient. You're going to be just relaxing more and more and have more peace as you go along and see the beauty of this career finally unfold. And as far as your doctorate is concerned, you know what? You're going to have the time for that, because everything is going to fall into place. Because here's why. You're following His will.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I receive that. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome. I usually, you know, don't talk about this kind of thing, but you get so much. You're so evolved spiritually that you understand that. And this is why all these beautiful things are happening to you, Teresa. Really.
Wow. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
I'm going to continue to be. Yes, ma'am.
It's just really neat to see that somebody like you, so strong and so sure and so inwardly beautiful that shows on the outside, is able to reap this beautiful kind of endeavor that you've worked so hard to get.
Yes,
you worked hard. Oh my gosh! What would you like to see now? Tell us what you would like to see happen to Teresa Grayson.
Well, what I would like to see is wonderful opportunities to perform around the world, Trish. And let me tell you something. I have a love for children. And I have a love to educate children. So in my touring and in my travels around the world, I definitely want to reach out to the kids. I definitely want to play for them, have concerts for them. You know, I know we have so many needs around the world, but our kids are so suffering needlessly. And I just have a strong passion for that. So, yeah, I want to perform for the adults and have the venues and the festivals and all of that. But then I want to reach back, you know, and I want to give back to them and I want to share with them because I'm in the classroom every day. So these are the things that I do naturally. You know, so as I'm traveling around the world and doing the wonderful things, I definitely want to give back to our youth, for sure. For sure.
Beautiful. Well, you're going to have so many kids who you're seeing now come back, just like Nick Corleone. We've heard these stories for years about Nick, who has been mentoring kids. They've come back as grown adults saying, thank you, music is now my career, and it's thanks to you. What you're doing as far as teaching these kids, you're going to be making such a difference. Oh, God bless you.
Whew. Yeah.
Fills my heart.
I know. Amazing.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your whole life there because we know it's full.
yes, it is. But it's full. To whom much is given, much is required. So I've accepted that.
I know you have.
I've accepted it.
Well, before you go, I wanted to play Spend My Life because this is one of my favorite tracks on the CD.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. Spend My Life.
Yes.
That's a good one. That's good. That's my original piece I wrote. Wow.
There has to be an inspiration for that, and I can just imagine if you don't want to share it, it's okay, but it just sounds like one of those pieces that could be a love song, but yet also a spiritual song.
At the same time.
Yes.
At the same time. And you know, it's a toss-up between Spend My Life and It's All About You, a both highly spiritual, connected song. So, yes, you're right on it. You're right on it. That's amazing.
That's a beautiful thing. And all of us who are listening to you live and will be in the archives, because this show will be available just after 4 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll send the link to you, but anybody who listens, we really do appreciate all that you have done to uplift a multi kind of genre instrumental music. What you've done for jazz is notable, but we understand that you are all about making sure that music is fully functional in all genres, and you just continue to weave your magic for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Trish.
You are so welcome. And don't forget that show, an all-female show. I'm going to call you soon.
I'm ready. Please, call me. I'm there. I will be a part of that.
Don't you have a special event coming up that we need to share for a minute?
Yeah, I actually have my very, very first CD release. Yes! CD release is coming up this Saturday. It's in Beaumont. It's a wonderful, amazing restaurant called Sugars in Beaumont. And I start at 6 p.m. on Saturday evening, and I love this place. It is just wonderful. So if you're in town, please come out. Wonderful. And then November 5th, the full version of Live to Love will be released November 5th. So we're going to get ready. iTunes, CD Baby, everywhere. You'll be able to purchase your personal copy of Live to Love. You can put it in your CD player or download it and just enjoy it. It's from my heart.
And all of this information is on Teresa, just like Mother Teresa with the Theresa Grayson.com. All of that is there. A beautiful website, too, by the way. Proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All the reviews are there. The videos are there. The links to all of the reviews, and I can't wait to add your link, because I want everybody to go there and listen to, you know, who I am as an individual, as an artist. And you can reach out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. I don't want to forget anything. LinkedIn, oh, my Lord, just so many. So reach out to me, and I will respond personally. I will respond to you.
No doubt you will. I couldn't imagine you doing anything else. Dr. Grayson?
Thank you. I claim it.
Okay. Well, you no doubt are going to have a wonderful day, because you've infused all of us with some good vibes. So bless your heart. Be on your way, and we'll talk to you really soon, Teresa.
Thank you, Tris. You too. Have a beautiful day as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Teresa Grayson, yes, let us do another track. Woo, we've played four. I love that. From Live to Love, this is Spend My Life. Feast your ears on Hybrid Jazz.
I'm not afraid to
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today. And fallen leaves. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose. But she believes. Going to see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the plan for a lilac time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows all night shows in summertime, in summertime. Said she prayed today for the sky to blow away or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, she'd lost the pain and stayed for more. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the ban on feeling free. Tells me all he knows about the way his river flows. I don't suppose it's meant for me.
Mesmerizing, isn't it? You know, you just can't help but appreciate Kurt Elling. And when he got together with Lee Ritenour for Lee's rhythm sessions, something magic happened. Yes, there was something very haunting about the song that was written by the late Nick Drake. My son is a big fan of Nick Drake's, and one of those guys who left this planet too early. That's a whole nother story. But when you have the artistry of Will Kennedy and Nathan East and Dave Grusin and Lee Ritenour and Kurt Elling, you are going to just fall into the abyss of all that's good. Oh, so beautiful. Riverman right there. And Lee Ritenour's got some good news. Check this out. Happening on November the 8th, he will be at the New Jersey PAC Prudential Hall, Jazz Meets Samba. You're ready for this lineup? Sergio Mendez, Ilana Elias, Joe Lovano, Ayerto, and Lee Ritenour. There's more involved, but holy cannoli. Just a beautiful conglomeration of Brazilian and the sound that enchanted us in the late 60s, early 60s, late 50s, early 60s. And Sergio Mendes was certainly at the forefront of that, but bringing that all to life. And Eliana, oh my gosh, that's just going to be something special. And then Lee goes to Mozambique. He's got a good life, man. And Kurt, wow, Kurt is at Birdland tonight. Actually, tonight through the 26th in New York, he's got a full plate, KURTELLING.com. Find out what he is doing besides celebrating his birthday on the 2nd. Yep, another Scorpio. Yes, he is. Man, he is an interesting guy. Has been for years. But some of us are late to truly appreciate him, and now I do. I'm a little consumed with him. Don't be scared, Kurt. It's okay. Usually I'd be scared of you because you're the Scorpio, but anyway. Wayne Shorter, we heard, Without a Net, that came out earlier this year. Wayne Shorter, at 80 years old, is going strong. This particular album is a return to Blue Note after 43 years. Yeah. I don't know what to say after that, except to tell you that S.S. Golden Mean is what you heard. Wayne, just so you know, just a few short weeks ago, picked up his Monk Institute Lifetime Achievement Award, which he certainly deserves. He's going to be at the Boston Symphony Hall on November 24th. And if you have a chance to go see that, remember that you are witnessing history right in front of your eyes. Please remember to close your eyes and feel the moment of that beautiful musicianship. And speaking of which, I just want to tell you that Without a Net features more than Wayne Shorter, although that would be enough. Danilo Perez is on here, John Patitucci, Brian Blade. These are the men that Wayne Shorter likes to surround himself with, and he has done a great deal of work with Esperanza Spalding. So you talk about a father-daughter camaraderie. Oh, it's just a work of art to see in progress because it's ongoing. Get this CD, really, Without a Net. Oh, just playing so magnificently. And here's what he said in a recent interview. I love this, because you can probably go crazy thinking about how many times we've discussed on this show thinking outside of the box, creating outside of the box, and not wishing to be in the box. Wayne says, the word jazz means I dare you. Don't you love that? That is so hot, and that's exactly what he's talking about. You know, how can we possibly understand the whole concept of jazz if we continue to force ourselves into the categories that people so willingly put us into? Can't be done. I love him for that, and that's why he's so beloved around the world. And on her way to being that herself, Teresa Grayson. Isn't that lovely? Spend My Life from Live to Love. And on this CD, by the way, she has a number of compositions that she has written. She also, you heard her do the John Legend song, or Tonight, Best You Ever Had, the song that he has made pretty famous. She also does Smooth Operator. She does Sarah Smile. And It Never Rains in Southern California. Haven't heard that for a while, have you? Oh, she is a delight. Can you imagine her on a panel here on Hybrid Jazz, four or five ladies, talking about life on the road in 2013? Yeah. Or anywhere, you know, playing as a woman in the jazz industry and how it is and how it can be better. We'll keep it positive, right? Yeah. So there's nothing to say that's negative. I don't have any agenda whatsoever. We're just going to try to, you know, keep all that conversation real, but we want to be able to make it better because a lot of men in this industry are so sick of a double standard. And anyone who is wonderful, anyone who knows their chops and has a sense of true artistry and passion for what they're doing, everybody deserves a shot, right? On the other hand, those who really don't deserve to be on the stage should really think about another career. But we're going to accentuate the positive. All right. Odine Pope, it's his birthday today, 75, Odine. Woo! It's so cool. This is from 2008, Odine's List, Little Miss Lady on Hybrid Jazz. This is Hybrid Jazz. Mercy, I sure hope you don't mind these vintage tunes that we're going to throw at you. There's one of three that you'll hear. Woo, it's so good to hear Minnie Riperton. So bloody good to hear that voice. Actually, that was from the debut album that was first heard in 1970 and re-released in 1999, Come to My Garden. Beautiful, isn't it? Man. And then going back in time, you ready? Some of us, and some of us in Philly can recall this because Minnie came to town a time or two back in the day. I was privileged to see her with Rotary Connection at St. Joe's College in Philly. And we did not know what was going on when we heard that voice. When she went up a few octaves and Doberman Pinschers came to the back door of the kitchen there at St. Joe's. Just kidding. Amazing. Well, when 1970 had come along, of course, many people had taken note of her talent, including Ramsey Lewis, who had introduced her to the world at large. And Ramsey is on this particular album, as is Phil Upchurch on guitar and Maurice White on drums. We're talking 1970 now, so Most of the songs were written by Charles Stepney, who was the producer, arranger, and orchestrated the songs here, and also written by Richard Rudolph, who was the songwriting producer husband of Minnie. And, of course, they had two kids, Mark and Maya. You know what Maya is doing. She's one of the best actresses that we have these days. Minnie Riperton would have been 65 on the 8th of November. Yep, she would have. Died in 1979. We really do miss her. That voice and that spirit. Oh, my God. We knew it back then. That spirit of hers was so beautiful, so kind and loving. Oh, man, hurts. Come to my garden if you want to pick something up that is something wonderful, if you're able to find it. I think it might not be too much of a problem, but again, it was re-released in 1999, so shouldn't be any big deal at all. Get a whole box set. Make your own box set of Minnie Riperton, because you need to have that angel voice in your ear to heal. Beautiful. Kirk Whalum. Everything is everything. The music of Donny Hathaway. Oh, that was nice. Love, love, love. Oh, with Rick Braun on that tune. And in case you haven't heard the word Rockin' Bird, Kirk Whalum is getting set for Gospel According to Jazz. Take 4. Yes, indeed. 11:15 in Brooklyn, New York at the Christian Cultural Center there. And sometimes those two words together, they don't go. That's another story entirely because, you know, I am a Christian. Make no mistake about that. But a lot of folks who call themselves that should be a lot more cultured than they are. That's enough. Trish, let's go on. Anyway, there that day will be Norman Brown and Rick Braun. Yay! Of course, the whole little triumvirate of BWB is going to be there. What, you think Kirk is not a businessman? Come on. He may be an ordained minister, but he likes the green stuff, too. Also, Kevin Whalum's going to be there, Gerald Beasley, John Stoddard, and Shalaya. Yes, the voice that graced the Human Nature BWB CD. You know, the gal I had to research in order to find out who was the vocalist on that track? I can't tell you how much I Googled and Googled until somebody said, yes, Shalaya, based in Los Angeles. She's amazing. Shelea. She's going to be part of the thrilling, there's no doubt it's going to be thrilling, Gospel According to Jazz. Oh, never mind. Gospel According to Jazz 4 happening in Brooklyn in November. And that's going back a couple of years. Everything is everything. The music of Donny Hathaway. Yay, Kirk. Odine Pope celebrating 75 years today. Born in 96. This is the name of the town. 96, South Carolina. But grew up in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And actually, what he was doing is, at a young age, he was working at the Uptown Theater in Philly, backing James Brown and Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder. Man, so nice. Worked with Max Roach considerably and formed a group called Catalyst, assembled the saxophone choir, done a lot in his years, and when he put together this particular CD, Odine's List, he had some really awesome people. Walter Blanding, James Carter, David Weiss, Terrell Stafford. Oh, yes. Whew. Let's see. I've written down names, and sometimes I can understand my shorthand. George Burton on piano, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. And after that, I stopped reading because I really should print, but I get so excited when I start to do this show and research. You know how it is. Odine Pope. Happy birthday to you, Odine. And we'll hopefully talk to you down the road, too. So many people we need to talk to. And let's play a couple of more songs, shall we? We want to make sure that we get blood pumping with some of these beautiful sounds we just heard from 1970. We're going to hear from 1962 first and then go back to 73. Had to play Booker T because his birthday is coming up. He's going to be 69 on the 12th of November. Back in the day, this Memphis-born, amazing, former child prodigy, by the way, yes, got together with the MGs, and history was rewritten as far as music was concerned. You know what song I'm going to play, right? Green Onions on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are all on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow, they'll learn much more than I'll ever know, and I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world, what a wonderful, wonderful.
Wasn't that nice? My gosh. Thank you so much to John Stewart for making sure I knew about Billy Red, who you just heard. Now, Billy Red is one of those amazing individuals that you can't hear enough about, actually. Over 40 decades in the music business. At one time, he was singing with Andre Crouch, and actually he has sung with a myriad of people through the years. You might know the name Billy Thedford. Now he is known as Billy Red, R-E-D-D. And John Stewart, who is legendary in his own right, plays drums for Mark Arthur Miller. And John thought that I would appreciate this sweet little package that he sent to me of music from Billy. And when I heard his take on What a Wonderful World, I just had to play it. Turns out that Billy Red, handsome man that he is going to be playing with John Stewart, Billy Red's show, at the Palmyra Room at the Radisson, Los Angeles, tomorrow night, 10:25, my mom's birthday. So when I saw Billy Red's face, it just, it made me smile, because it's one of those beautiful smiling faces that you just recall from back in the day. It just brought me back to a special time where the holiday season was taking place in Philadelphia, and we would go over to my grandmother's house, and the whole table was lined with food, and there was a whole lot of people at the table having these wonderful meals that were given by my grandmother and my aunts and my mom, and everybody pitching in to make something really special. That's what Billy Red reminded me of. And then I heard the song and, woo, even more so. There he is, a two-time Grammy Award winner, by the way. Yes. And I'll hopefully have some more information about him as the days and weeks go by, because John and I are trying to work on a little project. Yes. We heard Bobby Humphrey. And by the way, we heard some really good voices today, didn't we? Oh, really, really nice. Micah Chevalier and Brian Christopher. And then we heard Carmen Lundy. And right before Teresa joined us, it was Gary Taylor. Oh, Flirting with an Angel from Love Dance, 1998. Pick up that CD. I'm telling you, if you pick up that CD, you're going to get lucky. We also heard from Kurt Elling with Lee Ritenour on Rhythm Sessions. We heard Minnie Riperton, and then you heard Billy Red. Bobby Humphrey, oh, that was such good stuff. 1973 from Blacks and Blues, her third studio album, Blue Note Records, Chicago. Damn. Man, she was so happening. She still is. I love me some Bobby Humphrey. She's doing something that is so cool right now. She's putting together an Indiegogo.com, like a Kickstarter project, for her Bobisms. With Bobisms, she wants to have a package of positive motivational quotes. She wants to have pictures of the nature photography that she does so well, and she wants to have music. I love her so very much. She's been so supportive and so kind through the years I've known her, and anything that we can do to help Bobby Humphrey, let's do. Indiegogo.com. Type in Bobby Humphrey, and you'll find out particulars, or go to her Facebook and see if you can find out more information there. She does have an events page that talks about this. Back then, though, it was Harvey Mason on drums, just a couple of names going to throw out here, and Larry and Fonts Mizell. Woo! I know you know those names from back in the late 60s, early 70s. Man, real nice to be able to play this music. And Booker T and the MGs. Booker T's birthday is on the 12th of November, and he is going strong. 4 Grammy Awards, just won another one last year, has a new CD out, Sound the Alarm, with his son on that CD, by the way. just a little bit of background before we wrap things up. This gentleman was doing things early, a multi-instrumentalist child prodigy, yes, picked up things very quickly, playing baritone sax at the age of 16 on a record that was by Rufus and Carla Thomas. Met at the Satellite Record Shop in his native Memphis, Steve Cropper. Steve and Booker T were, of course, part of the MGs, and did some work for Stax that is indelible on the music scene. Can't say enough. He has just carved this beautiful life out, and it's so nice to be able to wish him a happy 69th birthday. He is looking good. Such a sexy man. He is. Let me tell you something. We are going to have not only a beautiful end of October with Gabrielle Goodman next week and Tom Lorem coming up on Halloween, which is sort of going to be, it will be like an, not a Halloween show, but an opposite of Halloween show, because we're going to do a real, Tom is a really spiritual guy, and he's been through some stuff in his life, plays the guitar like nobody's business, has a new CD coming out, and it's just full of the music that he likes to identify as contemporary Christian. So, I love it! I wanted to find the perfect guest on Halloween. We're going to do it. And then in November, November is its own story. Couple of cats from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area that I want you to pay attention to. And other guests that we're not going to even mention right now. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Griselda. Thank you, BJ. Thank you, Matt, for coming in. Hey, listen, Debbie Poole is going to be on GHP Radio tonight. One of my all-time favorite people. Debbie Poole, one of the best vocalists on the planet, going to be with Gary Fuston and the crew tonight on GHP Radio. Don't miss it. Have a good weekend. Be peaceful. Be safe. And we'll see you Tuesday on Hyper Jazz. Yay!